Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Welcome to our fourth episode, Journeying Through Our Certainty of Faith series through the Gospel of Luke. Today, we will drink in a passage that might be familiar to you, the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. But it is my hope as we slow down to listen to the Spirit today, that God will use this passage to encourage you in whatever trial or temptation you are facing or will face. Right before our passage, at the end of chapter 3, we read the genealogy of Jesus. Our detail-oriented writer, Dr. Luke, doesn't want us to miss the fact that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy that the Messiah, the Savior, would come through the line of David. Luke also ties Jesus back to Abraham, the father of our faith, who God promised that through him all the world would be blessed, pointing to the Messiah. And Luke ties Jesus back to the very beginning of humanity, to Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Jesus is our Messiah, and he is fully God and fully man. It is with this stage, this backdrop, that Jesus is the promised Messiah, that we pause to listen to the scene in our passage for today. Before I read, let's pause to breathe deeply in and out and focus our minds and our hearts completely on the Lord to get rid of all distractions. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Wash us with your word. As you listen to today's passage, pay attention to what Jesus uses to overcome Satan's temptations. Luke 4, 1-13. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. What stirred in your soul as you heard these verses? Think about this for a moment. I'm going to reread the first verse. Listen to what it says about the Spirit. Luke 4:1. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. The Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. In the American church culture, we often only see God's leading and power if things are going easy or well. But if the Spirit had purpose for Jesus in the wilderness, maybe He has purpose for us in our own wilderness seasons if we continue in the faith and follow Him. Each time Jesus uses Old Testament scripture to demolish the temptations, we will have wilderness seasons where Satan's temptations and lies seem more tangible than bread. But we can be sure that the Spirit is with us, and we can use scripture just as Jesus did to combat Satan's lies. Now, my question for us today is this: what is luring us from full devotion to God? For me, it's usually wanting to be in control in some way. What hinders you from full obedience to God? Think about that for a moment. In the rest of chapter 4, we see Jesus starting his earthly ministry. Rejected in his hometown, Nazareth, he begins to go out throughout the region, casting out demons and healing many people. Satan thought he had the upper hand on God's Son, but by overcoming Satan through holding on to the truth of Scripture, Jesus is now destroying Satan's dominion and work in the lives of others. God's kingdom has come. Where in your life or someone else's life do you long to see God's kingdom come? For Jesus to bring wholeness or healing? Pray about that for a moment. Let's pray together. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Thank you for revealing your truth to us so that we believe in the gospel. But sometimes, God, we are tempted beyond our belief. We are lured and tempted and distracted to do things our own way, and to totally disobey you. Please, God, give us wisdom and alertness and discernment to see when we are being tempted and lured to walk away from full obedience to you. Thank you, God, that you overcame sin and death for us so that through faith in your Son, we too can have victory over sin, even in the day to day, because of the power of the Holy Spirit of God that lives inside of those who believe. So I pray for us today that we will follow you and that you would bring healing to our own lives and to the lives of those we love, where we need your kingdom to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast. There is so much more to the story in chapter 4, so if you would like to drink in the scriptures more slowly than the podcast allows, I encourage you to look at the resources linked in the show notes. If this podcast is a blessing to you, please follow, review, and share so more people can find this podcast. I also invite you to subscribe to the Well Soul Monthly, a digital newsletter that will encourage and inspire you to live a life toward cultivating a well soul. When you subscribe, you will receive a free digital copy of 8 Steps to Create a Well Soul Rhythm, a guide to help you discern and focus your priorities this season of life to help you cultivate a well soul. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe, and please like the podcast, review, and share so more people can find the Well Soul Podcast. I would like to give a special thanks to Dr. Sandra Glahn for her Latte with Luke Bible study and Brian Vasquez Productions, who has made this podcast possible. This episode is also sponsored by socialremix.co, that is socialremix.co, a social media generating website that saves you hours of content creation with just the click of a button. You can see the link in the show notes for more. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.